Welcome to Talos Takes, the security podcast for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Talos Takes. I am joined once again by Ashir from our Talos Outreach team. Thanks for coming on again, Ashir.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me again.
So today we're going to be talking about the Side Copy APT. This is a group that you recently co-authored a paper on, and you can go on to talosintelligence.com to see the full paper and also a blog post that'll detail our coverage for this actor, and we'll point you to the full paper if anyone wants to check that out. And the last time that we had you on the show, you talked about the Transparent Tribe APT, and Side Copy that you wrote about for the research paper is like Transparent Tribe, but is a totally different actor. So what can you tell me about how these groups overlap? And do you think that that's just kind of an accident, or do you feel like that there might be some sort of intentional connection there?
So Side Copy's tactics are very similar to those of Transparent Tribe. We've observed an identical interest in the same geography, specifically the Indian subcontinent, you know, India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. We've seen the same kind of themes being used in the documents utilized by both groups. The key difference here is that while Transparent Tribe uses these themed documents as malicious documents, you know, as entry points into their infection chains, Side Copy uses the same kind of documents as decoy documents. You know, they're present in the infection chain, but they're not malicious as such. They're basically displayed to the victim as part of the infection chain that is utilized by Side Copy. The themes that were used by both these groups have a very close resemblance. You know, they're military themed, diplomatic themed, and think tank related documents that are used by both of these groups. Another very unique commonality that we found between both of these groups is the use of honey trap based documents. Basically, in the case of both of these groups, we saw resumes of women that were being used to entice the victims into infecting themselves. And this is very unique to Transparent Tribe. They've been using this for more than a couple of years now. And it looks like Side Copy has adopted the same infection tactic. In terms of infrastructure, we've seen both groups utilize the same VPS providers to host their malicious domains and IPs that are used in their attacks. We've also seen both the groups set up fake websites. You know, this is basically a website that has been cloned from a legitimate website that may be of interest to the victim. And these websites are then used for hosting malicious artifacts that participate in the infection chain, or they can be used as command and control servers, URLs, for their different kinds of malware that both of these groups use.
As you mentioned, this group has a very defined set of TTPs, and it kind of seems like they know what they want. They have their arsenal. As you mentioned, their only targeting user is on the Indian subcontinent. What do you think their end game is here? Do you, you know, is there any sense that this might be an espionage effort, or are there any sort of financial motivations?
Based on their suite of malware and the targeting of entities that we've observed, we believe this is espionage as usual for Side Copy. The variety of rats, you know, just to give you a little bit of background, we found three staple rats that have already been disclosed in the security industry that were used by Side Copy. We came across four previously undiscovered customized rats during the course of our research. And then we found two new commodity rats that were adopted by Side Copy sometime in 2020. You know, this wide variety of rats indicates a focus on information gathering and exfiltration of data, basically. So it is it points towards espionage as usual. However, you know, we also found a variety of plugins that can list files, that can download or exfiltrate specific types of files from a victim's endpoint. We also found different kinds of credential stealers in the form of browser credential stealers, system credential stealers. And we also found fake webmail login portals that were set up to resemble, you know, the login page for the email accounts of the Government of India's employees. So this shows a focus on gathering credentials, which is used in order to gain access and maintain access to restricted networks that are operated by government agencies as well. So basically, it's espionage, while at the same time, they want to gain access to as many restricted networks as possible, you know, so that they can establish a foothold.
So as long as you've been following Side Copy, they've obviously already made several changes to their arsenal. Where do you expect them to go from here? Do you expect to see future changes? Is it possible that they could widen their targeting base?
While we were researching the different malware used by Sidecopy, one common theme that stood out was that a lot of the rats were work in progress. We saw that there were certain features that weren't that hadn't been fully implemented yet. There were certain command codes that were empty, which the attackers probably going to implement in the future. So we believe that they're going to be actively upgrading their malware with new features, and we're going to see new versions of their malware out in the wild being used for attacks against their victims. Along with these continued development efforts, we also expect them to widen their net of victims. On the other hand, if this group is anything like Transparent Tribe, which we believe, you know, they have a strong resemblance in terms of tactics, we might also see a focus, a very heavy focus on stealth. You know, as in the case of Transparent Tribe with what we saw with Oblique Rat, you know, Transparent Tribe started using steganography in their Oblique Rat infection chains. And if there any if there's any resemblance between Sidecopy and Transparent Tribe, we'll see some amount of focus on stealth as well, you know, because they have this huge set of malware, they have this huge portfolio, but they now they want to protect it as well. And they want to make sure that they evade different kinds of security products. So they might want to focus on stealth as well.
Lastly, I want to talk about defensive strategies. Obviously, there are all the rats that you mentioned. And as I said, if you want to see all the Claim AV rules and snort rules, please head to the Talos blog where we have all that stuff listed. I won't read them out and bore everyone. But what are some certain tactics with this APT that users could be on the lookout for in terms of, you know, making sure that they avoid these attacks, and especially, you know, looking out for the specific malicious lure documents that they're spreading?
As always, we want to highlight the importance of a layered defense model here. You know, they use a variety of tactics. They use malicious shortcut files and links. They use different kinds of decoy documents. They have a very convoluted chain using HTAs and loaded DLLs and different types of rats and malicious plugins that they deploy eventually. This shows an intent to diversify their malware arsenal. On one hand, you've got so many different kinds of malware. You've got different kinds of rats. You've got different kinds of malicious plugins. And it goes without saying that these different kinds of malware are accompanied by several different command and control domains and IP addresses and URLs. And even in some cases, we saw different kinds of Dropbox and Google Drive locations and folders in use as well, which are used for exfiltration of data to an attacker-controlled folder. Which is why it is very important to block these kinds of threats over multiple attack surfaces. You know, you should have protection over email for malicious documents and malicious shortcuts delivered over email. You should have protection over endpoint, whether it's in the form of behavioral protection or whether it's in the form of file or network signatures, et cetera, et cetera. So that, you know, you can block these threats across multiple attack surfaces.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you as always for joining me, Ashir. Hopefully we will be able to talk to you about something else here in the near future. And again, everyone should go to talosintelligence.com to check out your co-authored white paper.
Thanks, John. Thank you for having me.